Pavel Durov, the founder of Telegram, a messaging app which is particularly popular in Russia and Ukraine, was arrested in France on Saturday. To bring us through this, we're joined now by technology editor with the Irish Independent, Adrian Weckler. Morning, Adrian.
Good morning.
Tell us, who is Pavel Durov and what's happened to him?
Yeah, he's a tech entrepreneur and a founder of Telegram, which, as you mentioned, is one of the world's most popular messaging apps. It's not just a messaging app, it's actually a big social media app as well. It has almost a billion users. He was arrested on Saturday when his private jet touched down in Paris on foot of an outstanding warrant which accused him of not doing enough to prevent crime activity on Telegram, and that includes stuff like terrorism and drug trafficking and organized crime. So there was an outstanding warrant for his arrest, and the magistrate has just extended that yesterday for a further period.
So what charges exactly is he facing now?
So the warrant mentions failing to take action against drug trafficking, organised crime, terrorism, cyberbullying as well as a couple of other things.
Adrian, what do you think is the significance of his arrest?
Well, it has sent shockwaves through the tech community and industry, because really this is a country which is holding the founder and controller of a social network liable to an extreme degree for stuff that goes on the network. So it has sent shivers down the spine of, you know, analysts of companies like Meta, for example, or X, or others, all of whom run messaging channels and social networks on which there is stuff that happens every day which falls foul of the law, and that's why they have lots of moderators to try and catch that sort of stuff. So the extreme fear would be that this is the the start of a new movement to hold owners and CEOs of social networks liable to the kind of extent that we've never seen before. So that obviously would bring some of the largest tech mogul figures into scope.
Who uses Telegram?
I mean, it's almost a billion people. It's often characterized as just something, you know, for Russians, Ukrainians, Eastern Europeans. Actually, lots and lots of people around the world use it. And the main reason they use it is because, first of all, it's encrypted, which means the privacy and security is pretty lock tight on it. But second of all, it's not just a messaging service. It's actually a social media service. You can form channels, create channels of up to 200,000 users. And that makes it very, very popular for individuals and groups and even political parties who want to create sort of online channels, communications, media, if you like, to get their message across. That obviously also brings it into the scope of misinformation and disinformation, of which Telegram is often accused of facilitating without significant moderation. But to counter this, Telegram would say that it complies with regulations, it complies with Europe's Digital Services Act. But the reason it's so popular is because there are so many other people using it, and it's basically encrypted.
Tell us about the extent of far-right chatter on the app.
It is very, very significant. So if you talk to authorities in any country, they will always cite Telegram as one of the things that causes issues for them. They have to try and watch. It was mentioned frequently in relation to the Dublin riots, for example, last autumn. It always crops up. It has most, I suppose, been featured in discussions around the war in Ukraine, because it is heavily used both by Russians and Ukrainians for their own propaganda purposes and for trying to invigorate and also to dishearten combatants on each side.
Is it used much here?
It is used here, yeah. It wouldn't rank alongside the massive channels like WhatsApp, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, not even probably as much as X, even though X's usage base is sometimes overstated. But it and Signal, which would be its biggest, encrypted messaging competitor, they would be the two largest encrypted messaging platforms after WhatsApp in Ireland.
Durov, he's from Russia himself, isn't he?
He is, although ironically he hasn't lived there for 10 years. He was all but kicked out of the country 10 years ago because a previous messaging network that he ran called VK was targeted by Moscow authorities, and he refused to comply with an order that they gave him to try and moderate or cut down on some of the content from opposition leaders. So he left. He now spends most of his time in Dubai, where Telegram is based, but he's also a citizen of France, very ironically, given what's just happened.
Adrian, thank you very much for taking us through that. That's Adrian Weckler, who's technology editor with the Irish Independent.